Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're still talking about Obamacare because Obamacare is still the law of the land. And the legal challenges keep persisting. And the latest legal challenge that went all the way up to the Supreme Court basically got thrown out, got dismissed. And the Supreme Court is going to keep the Affordable Care Act still intact. And it's very interesting how this happened. So apparently it was a 7-2 vote. Gorsuch and Alito, I believe, were the dissenting justices. Let me double check that. And so the reason why Obamacare or the ACA even got to this point where it keeps being contested in the courts is when the Trump administration said, look, you can't force the penalty or the mandate, and we're going to have Congress stop that. And we're not going to force you and penalize you and punish you for not purchasing something you don't want. And so at that point, once Congress passed that during the Trump administration, they said, okay, well, now the whole law is null and void, because once you destroy a part of the law, the whole law is null and void. But the Supreme Court basically said, because people aren't penalized, because there's no injury to the to those who are affected by the law, they're not going to end the law. So it's very interesting, the verbiage here. So they say, to have standing, a plaintiff must allege personal injury fairly traceable to the defendant's allegedly unlawful conduct, likely to be redressed by the requested relief. No plaintiff has shown such an injury fairly traceable to the alleged unlawful conduct challenged here. So the mandate, which is what has been construed as unlawful, even though the Supreme Court early on during the Obama administration said, well, as long as you call it a tax, we can make this work. Because the mandate has already been ended, then there's no injury. So in a way, President Trump saved Obamacare. Now, you know, I'm just really mixed with this whole thing. The ACA, to me, the damage has already been done. So I'm actually now a little worried about destroying the ACA, because what's being suggested is more socialistic type medicine and ideas that might not be very practical. And so I think the ACA has a slew of issues. I think it never should have been passed. I think there should have been specific pieces passed, like protecting people with pre-existing conditions and temporarily expanding Medicaid. But right now, the damage has been done. Insurance premiums skyrocketed. Deductibles are now huge. People are basically just forced to do generics, and if they don't like it, they'll have to just pay out of pocket. So employers who didn't want to pay for their employees' health insurance at the time didn't hire. So the damage is kind of already done. So if the ACA sits around, even though I do think our healthcare system has to be reformed somehow, it might slow down this push for Congress to want to have everybody on Medicaid or a Medicare for All. Medicare for All, I'm mixed on because I would love a real robust Medicare plan that people have access to. The problem is the Medicare plan is lacking. And if it's lacking because we don't have enough money now, what is it going to look like when we expand it? When I have 75-year-old people who need to get a chest x-ray for a pre-op, and for years they had to pay for that out of pocket, then, you know, Medicare has definitely a lot of flaws. Medicare is not covering hearing aids. We still have a huge issue with home health and assisted living. And these are things that are costing families a lot of money. And so taking already a kind of delicate, vulnerable health system and just expanding it to everybody to get the votes, I think could be actually very scary and possibly collapse our healthcare system, especially when we don't have enough Medicare-taking doctors. So this ACA and what happened today with the Supreme Court doesn't faze me too much because in order for them to throw out the whole law, the plaintiffs argued, well, if the mandate's gone, then the whole law is null and void. They're saying, no, there has to be injury or damage to people from an illegal standpoint, and the mandate's gone already. Not that they're saying the mandate's illegal, but because they said originally the mandate could be made legal if you call it a tax. Remember, they basically proofread the law and saved it for the Obama administration. So at this point, Obamacare still kind of being the law of the land, and insurance companies making extra money on the premiums, and the government saying, look, you charge the patient what you want to, and we'll just cover the rest for some of them. I think it's a ridiculous plan, but I just fear what else they're going to come up with. And if this is what half the country wanted, you know, during the latest election, then half the country's going to be happy. And the rest of us who aren't that happy with the ACA are going to have to find other means to make sure we kind of cover what ACA doesn't. I am destroyed by what I saw my patients go through in terms of their high deductibles, but that damage has been with us for over a decade now, and at this point, I think it's moot. So what I believe is going to have to happen is if the Democrats want to improve health care, they have the ACA, right? They either double down on it or they revamp it themselves. So it kind of puts the Democrats in a very unique position. And the Republicans, I don't know if they should continue any more legal challenges at this point. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. A small plane has just crashed off the coast of New Jersey. The incident occurred at about 11:30 a.m. local time, about 1 mile into the water off Long Beach Island. There are reports that three people were on board at the time, and they are currently in the water. Now, we don't have too much information on their status at this point or why the plane went down. Currently, the Coast Guard is on site, but we will keep you guys posted on that. Very frightening stuff. Police also are currently responding. My husband flew a small plane for years, and I trust him as a pilot. I just don't trust mechanics. I don't trust the mechanics of the plane. And I just worry, you know, I've worried about him. You know, he's wanted to take the kids up there with him. And, of course, I am, as much as I want to be a very easygoing mom, I was like, oh, heck no. And I just didn't want he and my babies all up in a plane, and God forbid something happened. So my kids are pretty mad at me, a little salty about that one, but I just, and I know it's rare, you know, the most dangerous part of going, you know, of flying is the drive to the airport. I get that. I get that. But it's still, to me, and I just don't like planes. I don't like being up in the sky, you know, how many thousands of feet. I just don't like it. I mean, I fly, but having my babies up there, I want to be with my babies. That's it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another Supreme Court ruling where the Supreme Court has sided with a Catholic foster agency that excludes same-sex couples. Now, this was completely unanimous. And what had happened here is Catholic Social Services had claimed that Philadelphia wanted to exclude their church from foster care because they exclude same-sex couples as being foster parents. Now, Catholic Social Services says this violated their First Amendment right. Lawyers for the city, meanwhile, said that Catholic Social Services lacks a constitutional right to demand that the DHS offer it a contract that omits the same non-discrimination requirement every other FFCA must follow when performing services for the city. So it was a 9-0 ruling, and the justices sided with Catholic Social Services. So Chief Justice John Roberts said, CSS seeks only an accommodation that will allow it to continue serving the children of Philadelphia in a manner consistent with religious beliefs. It does not seek to impose those beliefs on anyone else. He says the refusal of Philadelphia to contract with CSS for the provision of foster care services, unless it agrees to certify same-sex couples as foster parents, cannot survive strict scrutiny and violates the First Amendment. And Roberts was joined by liberal justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, as well as the conservative Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. Barrett herself wrote a concurring opinion, and it was also joined partially by Breyer. Stephen Breyer. So, you know, this is something that I know a lot. It's a huge hot button issue, and you know, as we are making progress to stop discrimination, we also have our entities whose religious beliefs are also protected. And you would think, well, all right, whoever wants to take, you know, whoever wants to be a foster parent, okay, if you're a same-sex couple, there's these agencies that will, you know, will allow foster kids to, you know, home with you. If you are a non-same-sex couple, then these agencies will work with you. And we've been in America trying to move towards no discrimination at all, no choosing, no, but Catholic Charities is a huge, huge charity organization, and they do have a right to uphold their religious beliefs. I know it doesn't side with those of us promoting LGBTQ rights and equality, but then they will, then, I mean, can it be that simple as then they, you know, administer the processing for the, you know, if there's couples that want to take kids, anybody who wants to take a foster kid, I want them to be allowed to do it. And we don't have enough agencies out there. And if an agency, you know, has certain criteria, you know, that's under their religious beliefs, you know, does it really affect and hurt? That's where this is coming from. This is, are we allowing, is the idea that there is a entity out there that doesn't allow same-sex couples, is the fact that they are allowed to exist a racist or discriminatory practice in America. And I don't know if we're ever going to agree on religious liberties and how certain religions feel about LGBTQ couples. As far as I'm concerned, same-sex couples can be fantastic parents, just like heterosexual couples. In fact, I have so many friends who are couples that I think would do better than many of the heterosexual couples I see. There's this argument that, you know, everybody needs a mom and a dad, and, you know, usually in biology there is the maternal figure and the paternal figure for the baby to be born. And there's been studies that have debated whether every kid needs a physical woman in the relationship and a physical man in the relationship. And I think a lot of us have seen that you have individuals out there, despite their gender, that are horrible parents. And if you have two people who really love a child, and they're both women or they're both men, why can't that child be with that couple? You know, rather than a heterosexual couple that might not have as much love. Not, I mean, heterosexual couples can love these foster children or children just as much, but I've seen couples where they really seem to neglect the kids. And you have a couple that doesn't want to neglect the kids and wants that child, let that couple, you know, nurture and take in that child. So I cannot, as a doctor, say that every child needs to be forced with a female and a male couple only, as that is better. I can't say that. It's whoever's going to love that child, take care of them. Now, I mean, if a child has to be breastfed and needs breast milk, it helps to have a female there that gave birth to it and can breastfeed it. But, you know, we've changed our approach to the female and male concept. You know, it was, well, you know, the women can nurture them and the women can teach them how to cook and can teach them how to, we're not believing that anymore. We're not thinking that the female is the one that's doing the girly stuff and the guy is doing the boy stuff. I mean, in my family, I'm teaching my kids about cars and, you know, football and, you know, there's none of this homemaker versus shop, you know, sort of mentality in my household. So my female maternal instincts, I think, are very important for my child. But when you have a foster child that has no family and you have couples out there that want to take care of that child, I don't care what their sexual orientation is. You know, to me, that doesn't matter. And to most kids, that doesn't matter. And so, I've known heterosexuals to have multiple sex partners. And, you know, you're saying that's just as safe, you know, or as home and earthly, a home atmosphere for kids where somebody's cheating and with multiple people, and it could be anybody. It doesn't have to be somebody who's just heterosexual or homosexual. So the Supreme Court sided with the Catholic Foster Agency saying, look, you know, if they want to still, you know, take kids, they can. You know, you can't force them and exclude them because that's their religious belief. Is definitely a win for those that are trying to preserve their religious freedoms. And, you know, I get it. It's difficult. Trust me. You know, having, you know, individuals who are gay in our family and transgender, it's very difficult when the Bible doesn't accept that activity. It is. I understand that. It's a definite conundrum and people feel internally conflicted and, you know, religion and that progress might never see eye to eye. But we still should be able to take care of kids either way. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced Wednesday that Florida will send its own law enforcement officers to Arizona and Texas along the U.S.-Mexico border to combat what DeSantis called a created crisis that has led to increased criminal activity in Florida.
We have problems in Florida that are not organic to Florida that we've been forced to deal with over many years, but particularly over the last 6 months. Because of the failure of the Biden administration to secure our southern border.
The feds announced Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment money rose last week, ending six straight weeks of declines. The surprise increase was far below the number of weekly new claims reported last year during the pandemic. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits through regular state programs remains more than twice as high as before COVID-19 shut down the economy. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. Former President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's Russia-U.S. summit. Dan Naraki reports.
Many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm a Generation Xer. And so when I had kids, we were already kind of pre-programmed to figure out how to save for kids' college. We knew college would be really, really expensive in the next millennium. And we knew that we were going to have to make sure our kids were covered. And so a 529 plan was kind of something that we were aware of. But I speak to a lot of millennials out there and Gen Zs, and when I bring up 529, they're like, oh, when do I start that? Some of them just haven't really been as schooled on some of these college saving plans. And so joining us today is Steve Rushoff, principal of Edward Jones, coming to talk to us about ways to save for college and how to prep for the new college expensive landscape. Hi, Steve. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, it's great to be with you today.
Yeah, it's interesting. 529 awareness. You guys actually did a survey, and thank you for doing that because I couldn't, you know, fathom how to start kind of taking the temperature of how the younger parents are thinking these days.
Yes, we did do a survey. In fact, this is our 10th year of doing the survey on 529. You know, and you teed it up well. Education is so important. It's one of the greatest gifts we can give our children. And those of us who have kids, I have a 13-year-old. If you've got grandkids, you know that education costs continue to rise. The numbers are big. Student debt continues to go up. And so the fact that two-thirds of Americans cannot identify 529 plans as a way to save for education costs is really disappointing, frankly, because they're missing out on some of the benefits of these plans.
Absolutely. So how does it work? How much money can people put in? Will it automatically be deducted from paychecks? How does this work?
So a 529 plan is a savings plan. If you're familiar with 401k plans for saving for retirement, think of a 529 plan as similar, but you're saving for education costs. So contributions go into the plan. You make investment selections. Those investments grow over time. And then the proceeds from those savings can be used to pay for educational costs. There's a lot of benefits to these plans. So earnings in these plans grow federally tax-free. The contributions to the plan may be deductible on your state income taxes. It depends on your state rules and the kind of plan you're using. There's flexibility with naming beneficiaries. You can change beneficiaries over time. And most importantly, they're just used to help defray, save for and defray some of these rising education costs like college tuition, room and board, textbooks. But the uses have expanded over the years as well. So recent legislation in the last few years have expanded the use to pay for K-12 education costs, apprenticeships. If your local community college or trade school offers apprenticeships, it can be used to pay for those. And even repaying student debt. So there's a lot of uses for 529 plans.
Absolutely. And one hesitancy I see some people have is because they have the hopes and the optimism that the government will one day do free college. I'm not as optimistic because I don't see that being as advantageous for, you know, one political party versus another, and that there will still be college costs. And even if basic bachelor's degrees are covered, there's going to be then this push for going to master's or PhD programs to compete. What do you think in terms of the landscape of, you know, college and needing to pay for college in the future?
Regardless of the public policy that's out there, this is a big number. I mean, the average cost for private tuition for a private college is nearly $40,000 this year, and that's the average. And so it can be even higher than that. So it's a big number. A lot of folks use a combination of vehicles to plan for that. So it could be their personal savings, income, 529 plans, student debt, financial aid, scholarships. So it's something that it's never too early to start planning for because you need that power of compound interest on your side to help pay for this cost, which can be sizable.
Some parents reach out to me saying their child does not want to go to college. They're Gen Zs. Some of the Gen Zs are looking at what happened with COVID and what am I going to do with a college degree that I can't use. I still think and urge people to get a college degree, but what happens if somebody has put money in to a 529 savings plan and then their kid decides, I'm going to hold off?
There's been more flexibility built into the 529 plan rules over the years. You can be used to pay for local community college. More folks are considering trade schools to get that sort of an education versus a traditional college education, apprenticeships. It can be used to pay for all of those costs, even K-12 education. So There's a lot of uses for 529, and you can also change the beneficiary. So maybe you've got multiple kids. That might be true for one, but you can change the beneficiary to another kid and continue the benefits there. You can even name yourself as a beneficiary. So some adults, I'm a Generation Xer as well, and we're getting secondary education in our adult years. You can name yourself the beneficiary and use the cost, use it to defray those costs.
We Xers can't get enough of college. Honestly, I can't wait to go back and just get another degree. I don't know what it is. I mean, really. We're speaking to Steve Rushon, principal of Edward Jones. I loved that you brought up grandparents. A lot of people are grandparents going, all right, if my kids aren't saving for college for the baby, can I? So can grandparents set up these college funds for their grandbabies?
They can indeed. So a grandparent can set up a 529 plan for their grandchildren. And with the changing of beneficiaries that I mentioned earlier, you've got that flexibility as well. So you could set up a plan, name a beneficiary. You could change it to a different grandchild after the first one, and so on. So it's really a great tool, and that's a popular strategy for grandparents.
I know. I threaten my kids all the time that I'll give, you know, one child something else from the other. I know we're not supposed to do that as parents, but like if you're not going to college, then all that money isn't going to go to you. It's going to go to the kid going to college. Never mind, I'll go. So, you know, I'm still of the belief that we could threaten our kids as long as it's not physical, but emotional. I'm joking, though. So, you know, Edward Jones, I'm grateful for you guys. You've come on the show and you have, you know, given us a lot of good tips. It's a little frightening, you know, in terms of, you know, being fiscally stable with all the changes. What other sorts of tips and things can you help people with these days?
Yeah, so the fact that, you know, so this survey was about 529 plans and two-thirds can't identify it, but we see other proof points around just this kind of the state of financial literacy. In the U.S., 20% of Generation Z lacks an understanding of basic financial concepts. 78% of educators cite lack of resources that they have for financial education. So financial literacy is, frankly, a growing crisis in America. And that's why we've created the Edward Jones Financial Fitness Program. It's something we're really proud of. We partnered with EverFi, and we work with local high schools across the country, directly educating students, but also working with teachers and giving them tools, resources, and education. We even have our financial advisors involved, serving as coaches and mentors for the educators. So this general financial literacy, I would say, is in a crisis state in the U.S., but we're optimistic with things like this that we'll continue to start to make a dent in it.
I love that. How can people find out more information about you and Edward Jones?
They can simply go to edwardjones.com/financial fitness. That's a great way to learn more. There's a lot of basic education materials out there. And I would say it's no matter what the financial decision, whether it's saving for college or retirement or a boat or whatever, it's important to be educated. And so that's a great way to get educated. Another really great way is to work with a financial professional. We've got 19,000 financial advisors in the U.S., and they can help you understand these decisions, that there's complex trade-offs involved. Mm-hmm. And that's really the best way to get educated and also to get started.
Oh, fantastic. Steve, thank you. Can't wait to have you back. Thank you for all you do, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. It's great being here.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We here back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, a show I didn't watch because I was a little too young for, and I wish I did, was WKRP. You know, WKRP in Cincinnati. And I guess WKRP was a sitcom about a radio station. And you had the DJ, you had, you know, the beautiful bombshell assistant, I think, the receptionist, I think Lonnie Anderson played. You had sales, you know, the guy that did sales. And, you know, they really stereotyped these people. Sadly, the gentleman that played the salesman, Frank Bonner, has died at age 79. He played Herb Tarlek. And he passed away peacefully from what we understand, but from Lewy body dementia. Now, Lewy body dementia is a type of dementia, not as common as Alzheimer's, but similar to that. And apparently he passed away at the age of 79. So, heartbroken. I mean, fun guy. I remember he was really funny, and I don't remember too much of the show because I was kind of too young to understand. And maybe my parents didn't want me to watch it because there was a lot of probably sexual innuendos and Lonnie Anderson. I remember my parents watching because I think my dad liked Lonnie Anderson, but I don't remember much about the show. And I need to, now, you know, being in radio, I probably should go back and watch that. But anyway, it premiered in 1978 on CBS, aired for four seasons, ended on April 21, 1982. And that's how Lonnie Anderson, you know, was kind of discovered and became huge and famous and all that. And but sadly, we lost one of our WKRP in Cincinnati guys. So may he rest in peace. So some of you are trying to lose weight. You're trying to lose your COVID 30, and you're doing it by intermittent fasting. And this has been very highly debatable. And many of you, actually my husband, lost a lot of weight. His friends lost a lot of weight. The guys really seem to do well. As maybe because I'm a woman, maybe it's because my mornings are so packed and full that I can't take the chance of going through a fast while I'm trying to work in the morning. I don't do intermittent fasting, but the main reason why I don't intermittent fast is because I think that there's a link to those who skip breakfast and diabetes. And many people eat one or two meals a day. And that's it. They've been doing that for years. And I still see the obesity. And I see them, many of them become diabetic. And my guess with that, and ever since I was a kid I would see this, was my father did that. My father never ate breakfast. He wouldn't eat for hours. And then he'd have just one or maybe two meals a day, and that's it. And the rest of the time, not eating, fasting. Yet he ends up getting diabetes and still dying of a heart attack. So for me, I always was concerned about the intermittent fasting concept, because if your body is waiting for food all day, and then all of a sudden you get your meal load, and then your insulin and your pancreas has to wake up, your body likes things a little more methodical. That's just me. But I understand a lot of you guys have been losing weight. So is there any science? You know, where are the studies? So apparently there has been a study published in Science Translational Medicine, and it is challenging the long-held belief that fasting provides better results than basic traditional calorie restriction. Now, the study was conducted by a team of physiologists at the University of Bath Center for Nutrition, Exercise, and Metabolism. Now, they have 36 lean, healthy adults, and they split them into three groups. Group one fasted on alternate days, with their fast day followed by a day of eating 50% more than usual. Okay? So on the day they could eat, they got to eat what they eat plus an extra 50%. Group two reduced calories across all meals every day by about 25%. Group three, similar to group one, fasted on alternated days, but following their fast day, they could eat 100% more than usual. So, group one and three consumed no energy-providing nutrients during the fasting periods, and then would break their fast at 3 p.m. on a daily basis. So they kind of had the fast breaking similar across all groups. Over 3 weeks, group two lost a little more than 4 pounds. Body scans also showed a reduction in body fat. Group one lost as much body weight, but they had a reduction in muscle mass. Group three's weight loss, negligible. So the results, according to this team, and again, it's a small study, said that alternate day fasting was no more or less effective than calorie restriction in reducing body mass. They say many people believe that diets based on fasting are especially effective for weight loss, or that these diets have particular metabolic health benefits even if you don't lose weight. But intermittent fasting is no magic bullet, for the findings of our experiment suggest that there is nothing special about fasting when compared with more traditional standard diets people might follow. Now that's James Betts, a professor and director of CNEM. So, you know, I get this is frustrating, because if you are losing weight and it's working for you, go for it. You know? If you want to eat fish, if you want to become vegan, if you, as long as you're getting your nutrition and your nutrients, if you're losing weight and it's working for you, fine. I'm not going to interfere. But for people to subject themselves for very little difference, if any, we need more of these studies. See, and I like to look at the human as having been an evolution of, I do believe in creationism too, but I believe as our current humans have evolved from our caveman days and before that, and how we were designed by God or nature is to eat when we're hungry and nibble on the nuts or the plants. Yes, we might feast when finally somebody brings home a zebra, but for the most part, if people were hunters or gatherers, if they were hungry, they put something in their mouth. They didn't have breakfast, lunch, dinner. They didn't have, well, I need to hold off, and they didn't do that. That wasn't practical for them. Our bodies are designed to get food every few hours. That's why babies ask for eats every couple hours. That's where the food is digested. They want, but not big, huge meals, a little bit. You know, parents would say, you know, they only, you know, latch on for maybe about 20 minutes, and I don't think they're eating enough. I'm like, but how often are they, you know, asking? Well, they're asking every few hours. So how do I get it where they only want to feed, you know, 3 times a day? I go, that's not what babies do. Babies don't care about brunch and all. They don't get that. You know, when their bodies require energy or require sugar, right, they're going to cry or they're going to act hungry. And so this intermittent fasting is something we're doing, and I get, and the reason why I'm not a huge critic of it is because we're eating unnatural things. Okay, humans are not supposed to be fat. Humans are supposed to be trim, because we're supposed to be hunting for our food, gathering, exercising. We're not supposed to be in something called a vehicle. We're not supposed to be eating something that was processed and packaged, but we do. And so with that, you know, I get that we might have to do some unnatural things then to lose weight. But this is an interesting study showing it may not be all that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Yeah. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.